It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoeshine, episode 157. There's no Muse song for that. It sucks.
No.
Boring.
Just Heinz 157, Heinz ketchup. That's all I can think of.
Huh. What is 157?
Isn't it 57 Heinz? Or is it 32 man. Skidoo? I get those.
2023 Skidoo?
Yeah.
I think it's 23. I always thought it should be 22 Skidoo. I think I looked
Heinz
this up
57.
Before. 57
varieties of pickles.
Oh. 23 Skidoo. Mm-hmm. Wait, which thing are we? There's 23 Skidoo different kinds
thing.
Of pickles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Popularized in the early 20th century. It's a slang phrase. I think we've done this one before, but...
Yeah.
Being forced to leave quickly by someone else...
There was a player on some team in hockey that, you know, that was.
Oh, yeah, Scuderi or whatever.
Yeah. Skip Scuderi.
His name was 20. I don't know what his name was. Or his number, rather. Yeah. 157. There's nothing good about that number except, I mean, I guess it's odd number. No, I mean, 1357 would be cool. So let's do 1200 more. Well, it'd be 1357.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a year, like some significant date or something.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell happened in 1357?
What didn't happen in 1357?
Yeah.
Columbus sailed the ocean heaven. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
2018. Anything? I don't know if you know that.
No, I'm really still in 2016. I'm not even.
Oh.
This is the first year. Now, I know every year now it's going faster and faster. This is the first year where I've been 2 years behind.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm still not over the election, I guess. So I think I'm just kind of stuck. Yeah.
That was Dude, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no. I mean, it was... yeah. So dumb. No, I don't.
Provide me an argument that it wasn't 2 years ago. It was 2016 or in 2018. Simple math.
Good point. Yeah. I can't counter that.
Nope.
Oh, man. So New Year's. No.
Yeah, it's New Year's.
Yeah. It's New Year's. No, I decided, so I'm doing something for some reason. I don't know if, I forget if you're, if we've ever
a
made
a resolution?
Of, yeah.
That you're hinting at? Oh, okay.
Well, sort of. It's not so much that as I'm using the arbitrary thing of a January 1st date to stop being so bad and to stop having bad habits of not moving at all day, eating terribly, and then drinking too much. So
yeah,
it's really, I just need to cut that out. And it's like, it's the worst for me. It's not so much a New Year's thing. It's not like, oh, the new year, as the fucking holiday season is just one opportunity after the next to drink and eat badly and not do anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so I'm not
that's
gonna,
more what it is.
I'm not going to start my diet and then it's like Christmas and I'm like, oh, great. So I can't do anything. No, fuck that. I'm not doing that. So yeah. I ate terribly forever. And then now there's nothing coming up. Like, what's the next thing that happens? Nothing. Like, once you get to January, it's thanks, you know. Until Thanksgiving is the next time you really do any. I mean, maybe like 4th of July. I mean, but what else is there? You don't, there's no
nothing.
Like, oh, the Super
there's
Bowl.
The Super
Actually,
Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Okay.
That's the end of time. Once the Super Bowl is done in February, there's nothing to live for.
That's
until,
true.
For me until April.
But
March
I'm just doing it. I'm going full back into the diet And I'm gonna try to not drink for a month and see how that works. Because I haven't been drinking too much. Not good.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. It's not really like, oh, new year, new you. It's like, yeah. My thing is, my default behavior is apparently not sustainable, basically. So it's like,
yeah,
my default behavior of eating shitty and drinking at night, especially at night too, that's like the worst time to drink. I guess if you drink before you go to sleep, it's like even worse for your body or something.
Yeah.
Like, I would be better off if I woke up in the morning and like had a beer and then, you know, like that would be better than apparently.
Yeah. The healthiest people are the ones that drink all day.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm trying to be more like that. But anyway, no, it's for me, it's like, okay, these habits aren't sustainable. So I'm under no possible like illusion that I'm going to do this forever. I'm not like, oh, this is the new me, everybody. I'm just going to do like better behavior for long enough to kind of reset and then go back to totally shitty habits. I think we should all be realistic with ourselves. That would probably make it easier for everybody. You know, like maybe that's some part of it. Like people are too intimidated. They're like, oh, I can't make these life changes or whatever. But if you just kind of do enough of it, like, okay, how about I do a month of it? Then maybe it's easier. That's my philosophy anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, man, I tried. I think I told you I tried to get back on the diet. I totally fell off. It's in a just.
Yeah. See, you tried during the holidays, you dummy.
It was impossible. No, because it was only like 4 days ago. How long does the holidays go?
Forever. From November.
There's just two holidays. Really?
Well, we do a New Year's party every year, and there's always a bunch of junk food.
Yeah, that's true.
So for me, it felt like I needed to get through that.
Yeah, I tried it, and it was impossible. It was harder than the last time.
Okay, here's the comedy bit that I want to do. That's my favorite part. Whenever I start to do this, because I do this all the time, and I'm usually pretty successful. You know, I go on a diet, I lose weight, and then I get fat, and then I go on a diet. My favorite thing is, day one of the diet, you're worse than if you hadn't decided to do it. As far as my body knows, I've just like yesterday I ate a whole bunch of bullshit. Everything was fine. You know, as far as my body knows, there's no reason for me to already be hungry and like worried about staying on a diet at 1 p.m. the day of the diet. You know what I mean? Like, I've had a pretty normal breakfast that I have every time. I've had like nothing has happened other than in my mind, I know I'm trying to do a diet. So I think what happens is my mind is like, oh, no, I'm going to kick it into overdrive with like how hungry you are and stuff. You know what I mean? Nothing is
scare
changed.
You off of it.
Like, oh, here's what I'm trying to say. If I let's say, let's hypothetically today's my, you know, I start the diet or whatever. I don't eat that badly usually until nighttime. Like that's when I usually splurge too much. I just kind of, there's nothing to do. So I eat and then drink beers or whatever. So, but as far as everything else is concerned, my day until like, you know, dinner time is exactly the same as if I didn't decide to diet. And yet my mind is already reacting like I'm starving. That's what I'm trying to say. Like nothing has changed so far because I haven't even gotten to the point of where it should be hard, you know, but like my brain tries to like overdo it. Oh no, you're starving. You're not, this is not sustainable. You're going to die. And so like tries to make me want to eat and stuff like that. But eventually you get over it.
Yeah. It just takes a week or so. Sucks.
But my number one thought with the trying not to drink is like, you know what makes everything better is drinking.
Yeah, it does.
Boy, this life sure is boring. You know what would be better than this is just having a drink.
Yeah, you know what my problem has been lately with drinking is that I can't, I don't know how to explain this, but like I don't feel like I get drunk until I'm way too drunk. It's weird.
Yeah,
like I'll drink for a while and I'm like, it's not really feeling that good or it doesn't really feel that fun. And then I'll drink more and more and then I'm like, I can't even, like I pass out because I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
That keeps happening to me. It's not working right anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I can't wait. I bet you I'm going to feel so much better. Like I really have, I've been not, I've just been like eating badly and like my stomach's always hurting. I bet I'll feel much better and that'll help. We'll see.
I think the key that I forgot last time, you said it, and I was trying to remember it the other day.
I'm glad you're remembering whatever this is, because I don't know what it is.
It's just that when you're starting the Atkins or whatever you want to call it, the keto, you have to just eat a lot. Like, just don't, like, don't yeah. be worried about eating 70 cheeseburgers the first day. Like, that's what you have to do. That's the only way
to make yourself feel better.
You have to, because you feel like shit because you don't have any carbs. And like, because when you're maintaining the diet, like after you get through the first couple weeks, you can go through the day and like barely eat. It's awesome. Yeah. Like, you just eat whatever. So, and then you've come off it for a while and you want to go back on it. So you kind of go back to your, like, your, you know, 3 months in daily diet of what you were doing and you'll die. You can't do it. I can't anyway. I just get super shaky and like have no energy. Yeah. So I'm just going to eat like 700 cheeseburgers for the first week and see if that gets me through.
Gain like 40 pounds in a week.
Yeah, it's okay because you'll get through that and start to not have to eat. Knock it down to like 60 cheeseburgers the next year.
I'm sure they do this every year, but I think this is the first time I saw this Onion article that was like, oh God, let me see if it's still up on my Facebook. Oh no, it's not. But it was something like a new report shows that like 250,000 Americans die every January 1st, like starting their new diet or something. It's like the minute they try to start jogging, they just like collapse and die.
Yeah.
It was worded better than that, but that was essentially the joke. Like you can't even jog for like a minute. It's unbearable.
God, I know. It's impossible. Speaking of that, I went to the park yesterday. We were like, oh, let's go to the park or whatever. Apparently my rest of my family goes there to this park all the time. Kids can just go to a place with like stupid play structures every day and play on it. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
God, I remember that.
Yeah. But there's a basketball court there. I was like, oh, I guess I'll take basketball or whatever. I haven't even played basketball for 10 years at least.
Man, that'd be fun.
It is really fun. That's what I was going to say. You blew it. But no, just joking. But
spoiler. Sorry. God. Killed me.
Basketball is fun. Yeah. Damn.
You had this punchline all worked out.
Yeah. Shit.
Basketball equals fun.
Yeah. But the first thing is, I have my current basketball. Like, do you have a basketball?
Dude, well, I the whole thing with this Christmas, did I already talk about this? How I just did a bunch of work for Lydia or us?
Oh, you said you were going to. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I cleaned out our garage and put together some shelves. I did a bunch of stuff. It was actually ended up being, by the way, ladies, far more work than it would have been to just, like that great bit you did about how you ordered pooey flowers and it was like the easiest thing in the world, but it was the best. It made you instantly the best husband of all time because you like went on an app and like clicked flowers and that was it. But anyway, this was the maximum effort. So I hope Lydia enjoyed it better than an actual gift. Because I did all this. And then after I mentioned it might've been the bonus content, but the table exploded, the glass table.
Yeah.
We shattered the glass table finally.
Wow.
Hillary shattered the glass. And so I had to clean all that up and that was a fucking nightmare, but I did all that. But anyway, the point was in the garage, I found the box that was like all the sports stuff. And it was just like one deflated thing after another, like a totally flat basketball, a totally flat football. Like my bike tires were totally flat. Like everything cannot stay in a thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. So you have a basketball?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's just like we've talked about a million times. We've done the same thing a million times, but the fact that like I got the basketball and it was totally flat, like you said, and I some miracle found a needle in a pump and got it all pumped up or whatever. But it's just like the biggest piece of shit basketball. It's not like a like the rubber ones that are like not even worth playing when you're a kid. You know, it's a weird thing about basketballs. There's like the cheap rubbery ones that are bullshit,
total bullshit.
And then there's like the kind of halfway. Yeah. Indoor outdoor style that's like it has
see
kind of
those
turn feel.
Instantly too hard they turn into like hardened like skin, like animal skin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then there's like the indoor really nice soft leathery plush fluffy those balls are amazing. I've only ever used them like in basketball practice in high school. I've never had one.
Yeah, but I bought one of those the other year.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
so anyway, I have one of the indoor outdoor shitty ones that's like you said, it's a rock. And I was just like, I was dribbling it down to the park and I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I should have how much is a good basketball? $50?
$50, $40? Yeah, something like that. I think it's $50.
It's just weird how, on one hand, we are, talking about how like we have, you know, you just realize you don't need to have like the shittiest version of something because you could just buy whatever. But also, like, it's just a ball. It's a fucking basketball.
Yeah. Like, it's why not going to make any difference. You're
no.
For your skills and shot and all that, like, it's going to make no difference.
But I was instantly like, I deserve the best basketball for
like a collector's my once every 10
years. Yeah. Signed by Michael Jordan. And
yeah.
Anyway. Magic. It would be funny to know how many shots I've shot in my life of basketball. I like a million, millions and millions in high school. That's like all I did. But anyway, the thing I was going to say is I went to the park and everything and shooting around. And for one, like, it's kind of what you're saying with the jogging where I was just like dribbling and trying to do layups. And I was like, oh my God, it's so hard to even move my fat piece of shit body. It's like takes everything I have to just jog slowly and throw a ball up in the air. Oh, God.
God, I miss being a kid.
I know. It's so hard. Well, the thing is, if I did it for a week,
rubber. Yeah, yeah. It actually goes pretty quick. And that's the thing that blows my mind about my body right now, which is I am so perfectly like my body is. I think when you're older, I don't know if this is true, but I'm just going to just spout this off like it's science. It's like your body can still do a lot of stuff, but it has to really be geared for it. And for me, I am 100% geared for hockey. Like when I go jump on that ice, which I'm about to do for a late ass fucking 10:45 bullshit game. I'm like a kid on the fucking ice. Like I can totally athletic, do all the stuff. I can fall, run into a wall, get hit, whatever. It doesn't matter. But like the minute I try to do a sport that's not that, I feel like the oldest piece of shit. Like I try to run a second and it's like, nah, my body's like, nah, I'm not calibrated for this. You need like a year of doing this before you'll not feel like a total fucking moron doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I was like, the other thing is I was nailing threes like left and right after maybe 10 minutes. It was awesome. That stuff doesn't go away. It's another amazing thing about the human body that you could like learn to ride a bike when you're whatever, 10 and never ride a bike.
You were always a really good shooter.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could ever do. So, but I, you know, I haven't shot a basketball for 10, like I said, it's got to be 10 years.
Well, we played basketball. Remember that league we did when one of your daughter's greatest lines when she was still just a little, 2 year old, maybe 1 year old or something.
Oh, okay. So it's only been six, seven years, I guess.
Yeah. We were going, she was at the, you know, your wife brought her to the basketball game and, and as our game was, so we were kind of waiting around in the bleachers. And then as our game was going to start, you know, you went off and she was like, oh, Dada, are you going to go play basketball in the sky?
Yeah, just thinking of her tiny perspective looking up, and everything is up in the air. Like the ball
and anything we're doing is in the sky.
Yeah.
when in reality, we're nowhere near. We're playing firmly below the rim. There is no above the rim happenings.
Yeah, I remember that all the time. I think about that all the time. Line. That's one of the best things she ever said. I went out today and I played again today and I was nailing everything left and right again. It was awesome. But anyway, basketball is so fun. Just shooting. One key though for basketball
is the key.
Is the key. Yeah. No, is that you, if you have a second person that's like rebounding while you're shooting and then you switch when you miss, it's 1,000 times better. Cause when you miss a shot and it rolls like all the way off the court and it's fucking, you're just like, I know.
It rolls in like a railroad track and then you go and just get hit by a train. It's always some bullshit. There's just,
I shot one and it hit off the side of the rim and went like, you know, left a mile to the right. I was like, nah, I'm done. I'll just leave the ball. It's not worth it. It takes an hour to get the ball and make one, just shoot one more time. But anyway.
Oh man. Yeah. God, I could, if we really wanted to, you know, have good lives, we just find leagues of stuff to do every day somehow.
I know.
Like, cause I really do get in shape when it's a fun competitive thing, but I can't. I'm already doing 3 days of hockey and it's not enough. I'm still unhealthy and not moving.
Whatever. Yeah, we should do racquetball at least once a week. We should play basketball a couple times a week and hockey. It would be fun.
It'd be great.
I just can't. I'm so far away from that, even thinking about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, my New Year's resolution is to do something. But that's been my thing for 2 or 3 years now. It hasn't worked. So, probably won't work.
Do something in general.
I want to do P90X. I want to get, I can't I can't even roll out of bed unless it's the ultimate exercise. Yeah,
that's your problem.
I know. It's not just that. I can't. I mean, as evidenced by this podcast, I don't do anything unless it's the perfect quality ultimate goal. Yeah,
Were years where we didn't do the podcast, but just as soon as the throngs of fans, just the voices got so loud, like, do the podcast. They're just waving money at us. And then, only then, would Sam roll out of bed for it.
Yeah. But I just remember being in the old, I don't know, being in good shape doing P90X is the best thing ever. It feels so good. I think you could do like any sport and you would be able to do it because you're doing all these different movements. Anyway, do you have anything else? I have one other thing.
I don't know. I got a couple random things, but you can do your main thing if you want.
All right. So the other night I was, actually I have kind of two totally separate things. I haven't been watching The Americans on Amazon. I don't know if this happens to you, but when I'm on a certain provider, like Hulu, like I was watching Seinfeld on Hulu again. Mm-hmm. I've watched like every Seinfeld the last 2 weeks. So
that's so great.
But because I was on Hulu and the Netflix, I just forgot about, or not Netflix, and Amazon, I forgot about Netflix. So I haven't even opened it for like a month.
Totally do
and
that.
It's weird. And so I was like, oh, Netflix. I saw it and I was like, oh, maybe there's some new things. Because there's just, you know, there's new things every once in a while.
You're going to watch fucking American Vandal. Do it.
Yeah. No, someone else told me that too, and I never
really
did.
It's really good.
So I opened that up and I was just kind of looking through it. I don't know why. I just couldn't find anything else. And I saw, like, I like, you know, the documentaries. So I was just going to documentaries and there was a fucking Bigfoot documentary. I was like, who the fuck would watch that now in this day and age?
Just to clarify, it's not a documentary about morons who think there's Bigfoot.
It might be, but I didn't even go that far into it because I was like, even that, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not interesting either. There's no chance that there's a fucking Bigfoot at this point with the camera phones we have now. Yeah. There's no chance. Back when we didn't have cameras, it still was impossible, but it would be like, oh, maybe, I don't know. There's just, you know, but now it's like, if there's anything, there'll be a billion pictures of it on Instagram and Twitter and whatever. And so there's no Bigfoot. So stop with the fucking Bigfoot. It's over, Bigfoot people. Yeah. God. Anyway, that was the first thing.
I cannot imagine. If you're going to pick a fucking conspiracy theory, that's like the worst one.
It's the worst.
If you're going to pick a thing to be into, you know, when they go to the meetings or the conventions or something, I hope everyone else just shits on the Bigfoot people. Like, all right, come on. Dude, at least pick, in this day and age, like aliens. Aliens is way fucking better than Bigfoot.
Well, especially because aliens, so that's, I mean.
Yeah, especially because it's the real, it's the right
there's
one.
There's definitely aliens, yeah. There's
definitely aliens on this planet right now. Yeah, and it's like, there's no excuse, like you said, we would have Bigfoot by now. But with the alien thing, you can always say like, oh, they're technology and they don't, you know, they're smart. They don't, you can always come up with something, you know, like Loch Ness aliens, fucking monster.
I know.
Who cares about the fucking Loch Ness monster?
See, I think that one died. Like, I think the Loch Ness monster one, people were like, all right, that's
the actual monster or the...
I don't think it ever lived, but I think they're still going with the Bigfoot. I think the problem with
even
Bigfoot,
worse.
Or the problem with the Loch Ness Monster is it's just in that one lock, you know? So it's kind of like, if we don't see it, there's just this one lock that it's in and we haven't seen it for a while. So it's probably not there.
Which lock is it? I don't remember.
Shit, I don't know. Which lock is Loch Ness?
Ness.
That fucking monster. The Bigfoot problem is it could be in any forest. So those assholes can just be like, well, you know, he's like fucking forest. You can't see the forest for the trees. So,
but like, here's the thing about the Bigfoot one. Best case scenario for you, there exists a Bigfoot. What are the implications? Okay, cool. There's a slightly tall monkey or whatever, like whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Nothing. We could find it tomorrow. And everyone would be like, oh, well, that's interesting. And then we would move on. There would be not like, who cares? It would be like when they discover that bacteria that survived somewhere and you're like, oh, wow, that's crazy. And then we'd be like, move on with our day. It doesn't matter. There's nothing important about a slightly larger than normal like animal. It's nothing. Aliens is life blowing. Like just holy shit, there's fucking aliens and they're here. There's technology. We got to learn from him. There's all this stuff. What are we going to do? Like, say hi to Bigfoot. And then he's, that's nothing.
Is yeah, what it if that they caught a Bigfoot and it was just like a dumb monkey? It was the dumbest of all monkeys and we put it in a cage or whatever and it just did nothing. Like, it just slept all day and did nothing.
We don't even go and see the smart monkeys that are in cages right now.
Yeah. I've seen them a few times and they're unfucking believable. They're the most entertaining animals on earth, and it's
and
still
we
like
still
eh.
Don't go see them.
Yeah,
they're killing
every
themselves
time I see a monkey. I'm like, why do I not see monkeys more? They're amazing, and then I don't see them for like 5 years. So I don't think Bigfoot would. Yeah, unless Bigfoot was like could talk and all that, but there's no fucking way, no way. So anyway, but yeah, so that was the first thing, and the second thing was there was a Foo Fighters. Documentary. Oh, I think it's older. I don't think
Foo
it's
Fighters
like
definitely exist.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fucking Foo Fighters, and I had like nothing else to do, and I thought, well, if it's going to show like the beginning of Foo Fighters, then I really want to see that. So I started watching it, and of course, it did, and had like Nirvana and all
that. So awesome.
And it was fucking awesome. God, I need fucking Foo Fighters, fucking Dave Grohl.
Yeah,
but I didn't make it. I made it up to like the last album that I even bothered listening to, and I was like, all right, I don't care anymore, because now they're like. They're not a real thing anymore. And so what I did was I always do this with pretty much any band that lives more than 10 years just becomes shitty. It's just 100%, maybe not 100%, you know, 90%
like
of all bands.
It's like 98%. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost all of them. But yet, like, they'll be the most popular they ever were is the longer they go. It seems commercially or whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird. And they played, Foo Fighters played a show at the new arena down here. I think it was like a couple weeks ago.
I'd see
10 zillion people went.
And oh.
They sell out like gigantic arenas.
Yeah.
All the time.
Are they at that fucking like Bruce Springsteen level where it's like $500,000 a ticket? But don't worry, he's still a New Jersey dock worker. It just costs $500,000 to go see a show.
Dave Grohl must have all the money in the world.
Yeah.
Now. Anyway, there's a couple things about the documentary that were interesting. One is that like, it went from like the very beginning when, you know, Kurt Cobain died and he just like didn't know what he was going to do. And he had all the songs that he had written while he was in Nirvana. And he was like, I'm just going to record them. And then he decided to put a band together and it actually interviewed guys that were, you know, in the band that aren't now and like what happened to them. And one of them was the original drummer and they recorded the I guess it was. So the first album, Dave Grohl recorded everything.
Yeah, he just did all the parts himself in the first one, right? Yeah.
So then the second one, the best one probably.
Yeah, that one's fucking amazing.
He wrote it all, but he had the other guy at first, a different drummer, record all the parts that he had made up or whatever.
Right.
And then he just didn't like them. He wasn't happy with how that sounded or whatever. And he basically like just re-recorded the entire album's drums and didn't tell the guy and then fired him. and it was interesting because they interviewed him about it and he was like, it's just like, it's hard to like talk about it or whatever, but like I just had to do it. Like
I 100% understand that.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird thing where like you either understand it, I guess, or you don't. But like if you do, it's just totally obvious. It's like you're the one who gets it. The other guy is just a drummer. Like, and you feel bad for the other guy because it's not his fault. There's nothing he can do. But he's not Dave Grohl, so
everyone would do that. Any actual musician, I think, would do that for almost everything if they could. Like it's just a question of how much you can really master. Like you're not going to master every fucking instrument unless you're just a really rare person.
Yeah. But the guitar player that guy, Pat Smear, who used to play with Nirvana, the weird guy, the like, I don't know how to explain what he looks like.
I recognize
like.
The name, but I can't.
Yeah. I didn't know that he was in Foo Fighters forever. And he was just saying like, what are you going to do? He's like the best rock drummer in the world at the time. And he's going to do his own drums on his album. Like, what the fuck do you expect?
Yeah.
But the other thing was that guy, Pat Smear. So I think he toured with Nirvana and In Utero and, you know, whatever. And then he was talking about how he had just, you know, done that. Before that, he was in like these punk bands forever around, you know, Seattle or whatever it was. And he was just saying how he ended up quitting Foo Fighters around like the third or fourth album. And he was just like, I just got tired of playing song. And I was thinking like, it's the weirdest thing about bands, how fucking boring it gets, especially that kind of music. Just playing the same fucking songs every night at a different, like you just fly somewhere or whatever, drive somewhere, play the same fucking songs for 2 hours and you don't sing or do anything fun. Like you just play a stupid guitar. It's hard for people to imagine, I bet, like, how could that be boring? Like, you're playing in a band, you know? Like, it's so boring.
Screaming fans.
Yeah, that instantly gets so boring. It's a weird thing about being a human. Like, all of that, you know, after probably a year, maybe not even that, 6 months, it's all nothing. Like, it doesn't matter how many fans and all that. But I just thought that was funny. And then I guess he came back a couple times. But anyway, but the real thing I was going to say is that they have, like, you know, 10 albums now, and I've only I only like the first four, and the fourth one was pretty big drop off from the third one, which was a pretty big drop off from the second one, but I still like all those four, and I've been listening to them lately even before I watched that documentary, and I really like them. But I was like, I want to listen to the, because there's a new Foo Fighters album that came out in like September or October this last year, and I was thinking how I always do that with a band where like Pearl Jam, for instance, I don't give a fuck what Pearl Jam is doing ever again.
Are they still together? I don't know. I think they are.
They were. Yeah, they were. I don't know if like right now they are, but they've definitely made a ton of albums that I don't give a shit about. But I'll hear people from time to time or on Facebook or whatever. They're like, oh, no, they're still good. And I'm like, no, they're just not. They can't
It doesn't matter.
They can't be.
It's so weird.
It is weird. I don't know if it's just me like getting, because I think, sorry, I got some in my throat. I think, the problem is, like, when you're a band like the Foo Fighters, you have a sound and you have a, it's just one sound pretty much. So when you make like two or three albums, it's like, it's usually like you've pretty much explored everything you could do with that sound, really. And so when you make a sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth album, it's just shittier than the first ones that you made, because it's copying yourself over and over again. And then, but the alternative is if you try to go like a completely different direction, it's like, well, that's not Foo Fighters.
Yeah, you know what? You know what though? Like the songs that have been successful, I'm trying to think. There's a couple that come to mind. Like, you know, Green Day is another one of these bands that is.
Yeah.
I think they still are around. I hate them. They suck. But when they had another hit, now maybe this is a fuzzy timeline, but when did that Time of Your Life song come out? Because
it's been a while.
It's been a while, but I would still say it was. It's got to be in the 2000s, right? Let's see.
Let's look.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Your life.
Wait, Nimrod, 1997. Holy shit!
Never mind. Okay, that blows that whole theory. But there was a Foo Fighters song that I want. It was kind of a similar thing where it was like a slower, more like a ballad, you know? And it like, what is that one? I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is I think that band, Green Day and Foo Fighters, like they kind of had a relevant hit that was a different sound, you know, but that was the way they had to do it. Like the Foo Fighters, I don't think are going to have another huge mega hit. That's just the same. Oh, this is guitar and drums and the rock. I could be wrong, but it's like they had a successful single that was like a slower ballady thing. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, I think Times Like These is the one that's like their.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, 2002.
Right. That's the other weird thing. I think of that as like the thing that growing up, going from like, you know, eighth grade to high school or high school to college does to your brain. It makes it feel like a whole different fucking epoch or whatever, epic or whatever. Like it just feels like the difference between 1996 in my brain and 2002 is 1,000 years. Like, I don't know if that's true. Maybe that's probably true for everybody, but that, you know, to the equivalent time period, but let's see. So that's for me, that's like 10, the difference between being 10 years old and like 16, it's just such a different. And when you look back in retrospect with like Foo Fighters, he released that album like a minute after Kurt Cobain died, really, didn't he? Like,
yeah, it was like 94 or something.
95. Yeah, so like a year or two or something, yeah. Right? I mean, it's like almost no time. but nowadays, like if that were now, because, you know, we had to wait how many fucking years between two Fleet Foxes albums?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years.
Seven.
And for me now in my brain, It still is like, okay, that's a current band and they fucking ruled then and they rule now and they're the same thing. But like for me, like Foo Fighters is so much different than Nirvana, because when Kurt Cobain died, it was kind of just like the end of an era, you know? It's just weird.
Yeah.
And I was little, so like it just feels like a million years. Anyway.
Yeah. So can you open Spotify? And
oh, sure.
So I wanted to check. I was like, maybe I just, yeah, like maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're still writing songs that are good, or, you know, the new album.
I can't guarantee this audio is going to work, but I'll give it a try.
So the first, it's called Concrete and Gold, the album. The one that I wanted you to play.
That's a terrible name.
I think it's terrible number three. Make It Right.
Okay. Let's see if this works. Can you hear it?
Yeah, yeah. Not far off.
It doesn't even sound like them.
I know. Yeah, so it just does this for a while.
It's really boring.
Terrible.
Really bad. Ugh, that sucks. Yeah,
it's terrible.
Really bad.
I listened to almost the whole album until I think I got to like the seventh song, and I was like, "All right, I can't fucking do this anymore. It's so bad. It's
nothing.
Awful." Yeah, it's like the lyrics are
that's
so
even worse
dumb.
Than I thought. Like I would have thought he would have stayed a little bit better than that, or just
There's
not
like
done an album.
Yeah, there's like two songs that I was like, oh, that would be the worst song on any of the albums that I like, and I would skip it. But it was like, okay, it's kind of a, like it had some parts that were kind of good, but there's like the lyrics are so fucking dumb. The one after that, I think The Sky is a Neighborhood is the name of the song. What the fuck name is that? Anyway, you should play one of the other ones just because I got nothing else. So we got to.
What one do you want? The Sky is a Neighborhood.
I think that's the one. There's one that's just a Led Zeppelin song.
Well, that's kind of cool sounding.
Yeah. No, maybe this isn't it. Sky is a Neighborhood. Yeah, no. This one sucks too, but it's not the one I was thinking of.
Well, the beginning was cool. He's definitely got he's trying to do like something different with the production. That feels like it's designed for a TV show or something, like a weird, I don't know, something about it. But anyway, what was the other one?
Is it let's try the next one. There's this riff that. So boring.
Yeah. Now, this is just that radio. It's just like when your cell phone goes off and the speaker is nearby.
Song sucks. And here's the Led Zeppelin song.
Oh yeah, they're doing battle down on it. Doing little and chicken damp damp
damp. Anyway, freaking Led Zeppelin. That's exactly what I knew it was.
Yeah.
It's like, why would anyone listen to that?
Well, what's weird to me is like you get it to a certain point when you're the Foo Fighters or any band like that where people at your shows are going to hear the 1990s albums, you know? Like,
I don't know.
Well, he held it off a while. I think he stayed relevant pretty long. But at this, no one is going to hear these songs. Like, I'm sorry. There is no way even a Foo Fighters fan is really that into this album. Like, there's probably a bunch of people like, oh, yeah, listen to it. But that's just terrible.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I thought what you meant is that, well, actually, I heard they played, like, for 3 hours whatever show they did. Which would probably be fucking awesome.
He just plays every song that he ever... I hope he plays them in order so he can just leave at a certain point. He should do that, and then he would know, like, okay, how long is my music... You should do that. I'm going to play every song I ever did in order, leave whenever you want. And then, like, when everybody leaves after, like, one by one or whatever...
The problem is there's times like these is like probably, you know, there's probably like two songs that are good on some of the other albums that people want to hear. And then have to sit through the 10 other shit songs.
When was Times Like These? God, that was 2006.
Oh, really? So it's 2002 here.
Oh, really? Oh, maybe this could be a compilation or something.
Yeah, there's a greatest hits album.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
It's on.
Oh, no, it is on One by One. Okay. Yeah,
2002. Yeah, you're right. I've been listening the shit out of the album. I love that album.
Yeah,
that's it's not even. It's not that good, but like the Halo, for some reason, Halo and Overdrive and Burn Away and Comeback, the end of the album, I just love it. It's really complicated or anything. It's just really good. Fun to listen to for some reason.
Yeah. I don't even know that I listen to Nothing Left to Lose much. Like, I don't know.
I love that album. That one I might like is second best. But
Oh, wait. It has Learn to Fly. That's a great song.
That whole album rules. I love that.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should listen to it. But yeah, it's just a weird thing where it's like, I don't know if it's every band, like, what are the differences between the bands that actually stay relevant, of which the Tool is the only one.
Yeah.
Is Tool the only band, like, who are you going and wanting to hear, like, all, because Tool, I'll go and if they play a show, every song from any album I'll enjoy, except, actually, it's even worse where it's like, their first album kind of sucks. If they play anything from their first album, I don't even want to hear it.
That's true. They don't,
it's
really.
Weird.
Though.
Yeah, because it's not good. But well, they must just actually have a good idea of what's good. A band should do that, where like if they do an album or they do some songs like this Concrete and Gold, like Dave Grohl should do those. So he records them and he shows them to somebody and they're like, nah. And he's like, okay, I'll just put these away. They don't exist. I'll just pretend they never happened. Or just like, I don't know. Release them in secret as another band.
Difference between Tool and everyone else's Tool somehow is just like, we're not even going to do it unless we, you know, we'll take like 5-10 years and do something that's worth doing and then do that. Like,
I think another component of it is, since Tool's lyrics aren't relevant to anything, that helps a lot. Because like if you're trying to be a relevant like singer-songwritery type that's making good like observations about the world, that's impossible. That's like the hardest thing in the world to do. Bob Dylan, like, you know, he was the best ever according to everyone for a while until he sucked, and then no one gives a shit about the mountains and mountains of albums he made after a certain point.
It's weird. I don't know what I expect him to do. Like, what would you expect Dave Grohl to do? It's like, I guess if you want to just keep writing music so you can have new stuff to play, because it would just be terrible to play really like your boring. Same three albums over and over again.
That's true.
But it's just like, I just knew it. I knew that it wasn't worth listening to anything after. I mean, there's probably some songs here and there on the other ones, but after the first four, it's just, I just know that they're not good.
Yeah, I wonder if this will be different going forward because of how fundamentally music has changed. Because I mean, I know people still listen to popular music. I don't know how you do it, you people, but people still listen to whatever's like popular. But for that, for the most part, like, because these 90s bands we're talking about, they were like, they ushered in a new like genre kind of grunge or whatever. And now it's like, okay, that happened. No one needs new grunge, you know? But like, if you're a band that's kind of always changing or always not really a specific time period of sound, then maybe you can just keep making, well, and you also have to write good songs, obviously, but like, that's a different component of it. If the Foo Fighters wrote, even if they wrote like a good catchy song, it's still like, okay, that's their sound. I don't really care about it, you know?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's just over.
I'm seeing the last Pearl Jam album as Lightning Bolt from Lightning Bolt from 2013.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Here, let's just sample that one just for fun. It's a great song from the 90s. It's weird. What is it?
It offers nothing.
Yeah.
That sounds like a band that would be like Battle of the Bands at like any high school.
Totally. Why is that? God, I was thinking that same thing. It just sounds like a shitty demo from the 90s. Like, or not shitty. It sounds like, oh, okay, like run of the mill from the 90s or something. It would be like, yeah, that's fine. It just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, whatever. Lightning Bolt. Well, I have to play Lightning Bolt because I want to see if it's just Lightning Bolt over and over. She comes on like a storm, but you don't know where from. She was thrown like a burning meteor from my own side. Looking for a place to land, she said, if you got yourself some sand and whatever. She took it as yes. What the hell? My secret. see Pearl Jam fans liking that, I guess. That
was, yeah, it's all
that,
right.
That one wasn't bad. But
it's just, I could just listen to weird. Verses and it's yeah. 10 billion times better.
Yeah, weird. Anyway, was there...
Maybe it's that people get tired of something. Like, I don't listen to Pearl Jam Verses every day, but like, when I feel like listening to it, you know, I'll listen to it and it's still fucking awesome. It doesn't matter how long I've, or, you know, how many times I've heard the songs or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, it sucks. I wish that they could just keep doing, like, somehow if there was, you know, if Foo Fighters made the second Foo Fighters album every time, but like it was different somehow, it would be amazing. How great would that be?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's one of the greatest conundrums of, I really think about this quite a bit. Like, is there a possible, just in the universe, like in the universe of every possible sound and word and everything, is there a that could be a Foo Fighters album now that would somehow be a good, you know, that you'd be just as excited about it? Or is it just, you can't, you know?
Yeah, I think mostly you can't.
Yeah. Weird. Anyway. Oh, man. Oh, we're right about out of time. I'm sorry for that 90s bullshit hour, but I do think about that a lot. It's kind of depressing. Like, what should he do? Just quit?
Yeah.
But people still love him. Like, should he just play? You know what he should do is just play, like, I don't know, 10 shows a year. Like one show a month. I'm sure he wouldn't mind doing those old songs. You know, like you can play old songs once a month. You know, but like if you're going on a massive tour, oh God, playing those same songs over and over would be so boring.
I think that's what's interesting is people who become as, you know, the whatever drove him to do what he did to make Foo Fighters and then make those albums and tour. Like, I guess the first, that was part of the documentary, is like they just toured it forever for like 5 years straight, that every day they were like, you know, on tour. You can't just stop, you know, you can't. Yeah. He couldn't just stop and retire and do nothing. It's just, if he would probably just die. Like, he has so much energy and like motivation to do stuff that he just can't stop.
But whatever. When are we going to stop making this fucking podcast? Yeah. I look forward to the days when people are talking about us the same way. God, when are they just going to fucking stop?
They already
are. Everyone loved our podcast in the 90s, but it's just not there anymore. All right.
Like, now, thanks. To F this.
Yeah. thanks for listening, guys. I guess we can do a little bonus extra over on patreon.com/shoeshine, and hope you have a happy new year. It's 2018, I guess they tell me. I still don't fucking believe it. All right, we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com. Or like us on Facebook.com/ComedyShoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at Patreon.com/ShoeShine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.